able to start the meeting?
Yes.
All righty. All right, I'm going to call the first public hearing to order. There you go.
What about the Pledge of Allegiance?
All may stand for the Pledge of Allegiance and remain standing for a moment of silence. All right, Irby, lead us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America,
to the Republic, which stands
one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, be seated. All right, Vicki, call the name out the public hearing and take roll call.
Archer. Here. Bartels.
Here.
Bruno.
Dan.
Cahill.
Here.
Corcoran.
Here.
Criswell.
Here.
DeLon.
Here.
Donaldson.
Here.
Fabiano. Gavaris.
Present.
Green.
Here.
Haynes.
Here.
Hepner.
Here.
Litz.
Here.
Lopez.
Here.
Mayo.
Here.
Parody.
Here.
Petit.
Here.
Roberts. Ronk.
Here.
Uchitel.
Here.
Walter.
Here.
And Waro.
Here.
20 present and 3 absent. Tonight's first public hearing is on proposed local law number 2 of 2020, a local law establishing construction apprenticeship training requirements for certain construction contracts in excess of $350,000 and repealing local law number 2 of 2015. So what I will do now is I'll ask if there's anybody on the line who would like to speak, and if so, if you could please state your name before doing so.
Good evening, this is Mike Hamm, I'd like to speak.
Okay, Mike Hamm.
Yes, you probably don't have me on the screen because I block out my camera all the time, but in reference to local law number 2 of 2020, establishing construction apprenticeship training requirements for certain construction contracts in excess of $350,000, I'd just like to say that I think it's great that this legislative body has taken the proper steps into the future for the workforce. As probably a lot of you know, right now we're having an unprecedented skilled labor shortage in the United States, according to the Department of Labor. Along those lines, skilled labor and the training is accessible through all types of apprenticeship programs. The building trades and the unions, they offer bona fide programs accepted by New York State. And within these programs, we have actual real places of training. The hours are just of magnitudes of how many hours we train our people. In these training programs, they gain real work experience. The biggest thing we'd like to say is earn while you learn, which is the predominant workforce that comes out of our, once 4 years goes past, they can graduate and they make anywhere from $65,000 to $85,000 their first year after graduation. And that's with full benefits, full health care. Okay. And, you know, plus job placement all the time within the unions. I would just, I support this 100% along with all my colleagues from the Hudson Valley Building Trades. And once again, I like to suggest that you guys move ahead and you approve local law number 2. And let us train all the skilled people we have up here in Ulster County. And let's keep Ulster County, you know, apprentices up here working all the time. So I thank you for your time.
Is there anybody else who's on the line who would like to speak?
Hearing none, I'll make a motion to close the public hearing.
Second.
Dave's supposed to run that. All right, so Dave, can you unmute yourself?
I'm sorry, he asked me a second time.
He's asking a second time for a motion to close this hearing.
Actually asked for a second time to ask if anybody wanted to speak. Try to do it at least twice before we close out in the future.
Okay, I'll ask twice and then you can ask for the motions to close.
Okay, very good. Well, now I'll entertain the motion to close.
So moved.
Seconded?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? No. All right, we'll start the second public hearing. Vicki?
Tonight's second public hearing is on proposed local law number 6 of 2020, a local law amending various provisions of local law number 1 of 2020, a local law amending the code of the County of Ulster to include mandatory food scraps composting by large generators. Are there any speakers on this matter who would like to speak? Are there any speakers at all on proposed local law number 6 of 2020?
All right, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second. So moved. Close the public hearing.
Seconded?
I'll second.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
None opposed? Second public hearing is closed. Now for the third public hearing, Vicki.
Tonight's third and final public hearing is on proposed local law number 5 of 2020, a local law amending chapter 37 of the Code of the County of Ulster regarding automatic recanvassing procedure in and for the County of Ulster, State of New York. And are there any speakers who would like to speak on this matter?
Hi, I'd like to speak.
And that is Commissioner Dittus from the Board of Elections.
Thank you, Vicki. I just wanted to quickly say that I support these proposed amendments, particularly the automatic expansion of the 3% audit and completing the recount prior to January 1st. This way, the board can certify our elections in a timely manner. And I thank the legislature for bringing these issues for public comment. And that's all I have to say. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Are there any other speakers who would like to speak on this matter? Any other speakers on proposed local law number 5 of 2020?
All righty, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn the public hearing.
So moved.
Seconded by?
Second.
Oh, good. Well, fun. All right. All those in favor of the adjournment?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? None. We are adjourned. We do have for those people that don't know, the Democratic Caucus will be meeting right after this. Thank you and goodbye.